This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. National security officials in Washington are declining to comment on a newspaper report that President Trump approved military strikes against Iran and then pulled back for unknown reasons. According to the New York Times, Mr. Trump initially authorized attacks on a handful of Iranian targets such as radar and missile batteries. The U.S. and Iran differ over just what happened with the American drone that Iran shot down, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Where was the drone flying?
It was over international waters, clearly over international waters.
The U.S. military is rejecting Iran's version.
Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false.
Retired Colonel David Maxwell, though, says it may well have been, as the president initially described it, a mistake, telling the AP the Iranians may have thought the drone was, in fact, in their own airspace.
They might not have the technical means to really determine a location, and somebody made a decision to shoot this down.
Maxwell, a Special Forces veteran, says errors do happen. This one, though, could have severe consequences. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Democrats in Congress are urging President Trump to use caution over this.
After a briefing by the White House, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's concerned about the escalation.
The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
And he says he reminded the president that he would need authorization from Congress before launching any military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's crucial that the U.S. consult with allies before taking any action.
We know that the high-tension wires are up there, and we must do everything we can not to escalate the situation.
She says she is convinced Iran launched an unprovoked attack.
We have an untrustworthy adversary.
And says President Trump did not reveal the options being considered. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Saudi-led military coalition fighting in Yemen said Friday it had struck targets around the port city of Hodeidah, belonging to the Iran-aligned Houthi. The coalition strike came after the Houthis fired a missile at a utility plant in southern Saudi Arabia. The coalition said in a statement carried by Saudi state media that its targets include booby-trapped boats that the Houthis had prepared for terrorist acts and to threaten international shipping. The Houthis, who ousted the Saudi-backed internationally recognized government from power in Yemeni capital Sana'a in late 2014, have stepped up missile and drone attacks on Saudi cities in the past 2 weeks. Last week, a rebel missile hit an international airport in Saudi Arabia, wounding about 26 people. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks and expressed hope the relevant party will meet halfway with Pyongyang, according to Chinese state media. Kim's comments came during Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to North Korea, which is aimed at strengthening ties between the allies. Those relations were strained by Pyongyang's nuclear provocations and Beijing's subsequent support for UN sanctions. She arrived Thursday for the two-day trip, the first by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. A new poll shows that Americans are more concerned about asteroids than returning to the moon. APZ Donahue.
We are approaching the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And the White House has been talking about going back to the moon and going to Mars, as well as a new military service.
Space Force.
A new APNORC poll shows Americans' top priority is asteroid and comet monitoring. About two-thirds say it's extremely or very important. Farther down the line of priorities, human moon and Mars expeditions. One respondent said these missions cost money. Another said, we've already been to the moon. I'm Ed Donahue.
European Union has extended economic sanctions against Russia over the turmoil in eastern Ukraine and demands Russian cooperation with the probe into the shootdown of a Malaysian passenger jet. He was referring to 2014's deal that was intended to stop the fighting in eastern Ukraine between Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces. Separate sanctions banning the EU from doing business in Russian-annexed Crimea were renewed for another year. The EU also says it is considering a measure to refuse to recognize Russian passports issued in eastern Ukraine. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.